Good morning.
From the Rocky Mountain Radio, please. WB5YOE repeater.
This is WA0GEH, net control for the Edge of Space Sciences flight number 98 and 99 today. We are shooting for a high altitude record for balloons today. There's an annual record of a little over 118,000 feet and an all-time record of over 120,000 feet. We are launching two balloons today. One is a huge 7,000 gram balloon that has all the earmarkings of 130,000 feet. So stay tuned today to see if we meet these milestones, and we'll try to do it with either one of the two balloons for a high altitude mark. This is WA0GEH, and this is not a closed net by any means. Feel free to pass traffic as you wish, but we'll be passing some critical traffic here in a little bit during the mission. And with that, Edge of Space Sciences thanks the RMRL for the use of this repeater today. So this is WA0GEH.
This is the USS Ground Station. The fill process continues. The balloon is laying on its side. Of course, it's about 6 feet tall off the ground and about 8 feet long. A little different from our normal balloons also in that it's a browner color. Usually the balloons are the color of latex gloves, the kind of skin tones. AE0SS.
Ground is Alpha. Hopefully somebody's going to get a picture of that, because I don't think we've ever seen anything that big.
Oh, we've got lots of cameras running here. At least two video recorders and two digitals. AE0SS.
Great. Be happy to see that. WA0GEH.
Alpha, India.
India, go ahead.
Currently at grid position 70 by 34. KP0, you biz up.
Okay, Ben, thank you very much. 70, 34. WA0GEH.
Alpha's go.
Alpha, go ahead.
Hey, did I not see that stuff right on the internet? Something about Mark Young showing up. Was that the 100th flight or this one?
He was made intentions to make this flight, but left me a note last night that said he is not going to make this flight, and he's doing some stuff for Hurricane Wilma. They're doing something with towers. I'm not sure what that's about, but it might have something to do with power towers or something like that. I'm not real sure, but he said he got tied up with a hurricane. He can't make it over, but he'll make it over for no matter.
Ah, cool. Okay, thanks. Did you get my last beacon, or get a beacon for me?
Continually amazed. You should be going out as YRZ-11. I got four beacons. Last one was 736. Let me check that out. Which was not now, but that was about 8 minutes ago.
Interesting. Well, I've only got one from you, so we're even. I gave you 0 YRZ.
This is the EOSS ground station, AE0SS. The fill process has been completed. We're doing the final checks for the weight. The hose is still on. The wind has dried significantly, so the cover is over the balloon. It's standing up. It's probably about 18 feet tall at this time. Got kind of a light load in it. You can still see a lot of ripples in it. It's got a big bulge in the top of the balloon. So launch processing proceeding. AE0SS.
Kinzero LLB, Kinzero SCC.
This is AE0SS at the OSS ground station. The fill process, while complete, we're going to go back and check the gas load. May have just a tad too much in it for this high altitude flight. So we're kind of in a hole here while the Balloonmeister checks his fill. AE0SS.
Alpha, this is Charlie.
So Alpha, go ahead.
Yeah, ready to copy our grid position.
I am, go ahead.
Okay, station Charlie, 46.6, 52.8.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that. That's WA0GEH.
Alpha, this is Baker.
Bravo, go ahead.
Bravo, you ready to copy our grid?
Yes, sir.
70.1, comma, 30.
Roger. We're seeing to be all on road 36 here, right? Okay. Thank you for that. It's going to be a 0GH.
Alpha Golf.
Golf, go ahead.
Kind of unable to do exactly what you want, but I'm at least got a road that I can go east or go west on from here quite a ways. That's why I go north, south, east, or west. Well, not east, but anyway. You ready for a grid?
Yes, sir. Lay it on us.
About 62.1 and 34.0.
Okay, Chris, thank you for that. I'm going to start getting these plotted here. It's WA0GH.
KB0 wires it.
Marty, we are at 62.1, 43. You might inquire, the YUK is not just an APRS, it's not a DF beacon. So they were going to fly the K0ANI APRS and the YUK on the second balloon. And the K0ANI was going to be the beacon. So, the DF beacon. So, are they just going to fly the YUK APRS on this one? So there will not be a DF beacon?
No, sir. They're 98. There should be a a CW cut down mechanism 147555. So we're clear on that.
Yeah, you're right. My error. Thanks for correcting.
Keep me honest on this stuff. These switches in the field, the stuff is pretty well thought out by Mike and the people who lay out these payloads. And when they make a switch in the field, we all got to think together on it. So good job. Thanks. It's WA0GH.
And 0NDM.
Ground station, this is India.
Andy, back in just a second. It's early, you miss.
That's right, Al. I was trying to reach Nick. AE0SS, this is India.
Go, India.
Any reason on your program why I'm getting a Air 13 type mismatch when I'm reading APRS strings?
Not good, I can tell you that. But I don't have a good answer for it, Ben. My best answer is shut down and come back up again if that's possible.
Yeah, I've done it a couple times. Okay, thanks. KB0UBZO.
When you get that, if you'd write down what string, if you look at the error message, you should have the data string that's in there. Does it show?
Yeah, it does, and it appears to be every string. I just beaconed. It picked up my beacon, and I'm getting the same error with my beacon as I was with K0AEM and WA0GEH.
Does the program, but we're getting ready for launch here. Go to the setup program and turn the error messages off. It's the best thing to do. A break with you, sir. Okay, we're getting ready for launch. The payload string handlers have picked up the equipment. The balloon meister is still down. He's coming up with the balloon right now. We're getting pretty close.